Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Thompson circles up top, and he has been hot tonight. Buries a three, top of the key. 5 of 11 from distance. He has 23 points. The Warriors at 122 to 98. Klay Thompson's coming over. I think he's got to get our headset on. See if he can hear us right now. Klay, you got the headset. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Congratulations on the win. I know you guys needed this. What were you guys talking about beforehand, what you wanted to do to get the lead and to win this game?
We just talked about our competitive nature, and I mean, at this point, every game is so important. They're all important, but with playoffs looming, we know what is at stake. So just a great win. Give credit to Jonathan Kuminga. That defensive intensity he brought in the second quarter to end it was what pushed us over the hump.
You know, you watch your development coming off the bench has been huge for Golden State, but it's got to be a little exciting for you watching some of these young guys like Kuminga, like Jackson Davis and Pajemski, you know, with their growth. What do you see there?
I mean, just great players, future. You know, they have a long futures in the league. I mean, BP does all the little things. He's leading the league in charges for that's why we love him. His hustle and the numbers that don't show up on the box score. Then with Jonathan, I mean, sky's the limit for that young man. You saw his explosiveness. I mean, how many dunks did he have tonight where his head was at the rim? He gives us a whole new dimension to our offense and our defense with the intensity he brought tonight on the ball.
Hey, Klay, after the way you guys started the Knicks game, how important was just the focus aspect of what you guys were trying to do to start this game?
Ooh, it's a good question, Tom. I say we came out a little flat. I mean, so people have to understand, like, it's hard to bring playoff intensity 48 minutes every regular season game, mm-hmm. but we picked it up. And I give Jonathan, Andrew, and Draymond so much credit because they really played the passing lane so well. They forced turnovers, and when we get out in transition, get a couple easy buckets, and that's when our perimeter shots seem to open up.
No, you're right. I thought Kuminga was so important tonight because he was getting downhill. And when he gets downhill instead of settling, it just that type of energy just is infectious. And it collapses the defense. And you're right. It opens stuff up for you guys on the perimeter.
Yeah. I mean, it makes everybody's life easier. When Jonathan is getting to the rim, when he gets ahead of steam, he's almost impossible to stop. He's playing within himself much better. Taking great looks, and sky's the limit for Jonathan, man. What an incredible talent.
Look, you're one of the greatest shooters of all time. You're a Hall of Famer, all that stuff.
Keep it coming.
But do you ever look and go and watch Kuminga and go, God, I wish I could do that just one time?
Hey, man, I had a little bounce back in my day.
Not that
Kuminga bounce.
You didn't have not even off a trampoline you had that
bounce.
Oh,
come on. No. I caught some bodies.
Oh, wow.
Not as many as him, but, geez. I have more bounce than you, Tom. I bet you that.
Oh, you're setting the bar really high, Clay. Way to set that bar high.
We got the last shots fired in the Pac-12
yes,
right
did.
Here.
That's right. Go Cougs, baby. We swept the Wildcats this year.
They're still in the Pac-10. What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, you guys left us. Have fun in Kansas.
Pac-2.
All right, I'm out of here.
Hey, all right, Klay. Oh, 137 to 116, the final. Warriors get the win. God. Oh, that was beautiful. That was just beautiful.
Oh, he's a beauty.
Oh, great stuff. That's Klay Thompson. I'm Tim Roy. Tom Tolbert alongside. Warriors get the win, 137 to 116 over the Memphis Grizzlies. So Golden State gets a much-needed win, and they gain a half game on L.A. Remember, they had two games in hand against L.A. The Lakers have played two more games than them at this point. So if they win both of those games, theoretically, they're back into it. But a win tonight, you had to have it to get it, and now move on and get ready to end the homestand with a win against Indiana on Friday, which is going to be a lot more difficult than tonight because the Grizzlies came in. We mentioned they used their 29th player of the season tonight, and they've had 42 different starting lineups. So
This was a tough one for the Grizz, and they played really well their previous game up in Sacramento. They took Sacramento to overtime in that game. So, you know, they are capable, and they will play hard under Taylor Jenkins. So hopefully they can finish the season strong, and they get their bodies back next year, including John Morant. This is going to be another team to reckon with in the Western Conference. So get ready for that.
Yep. Well, you're going from a team that's not playing for much, even though, as you said, they get out there and they play hard for Taylor Jenkins, to a team who, much like the Warriors, is right in the middle of playoff positioning battle. The Pacers are 16.5 out. They're 7. Sixers, 16.5 out. They're 6. That guarantees you into the playoffs, that right there. And then the Heat are 17 out.
Well, actually, Philly lost tonight.
Oh, so they're ahead of Philly now.
Indiana is now 6. They're a half game ahead of both Miami and Philly.
Okay. So, point being, it's going to be a different team coming in here really wants to win. Like, they're going to be focused up, and they'd love to get that 6 spot, obviously, so they don't have to play in a play-in game. So it's going to be a different, maybe not different environment, but a different effort from a team that's just like the Warriors right now, battling for positioning. So it should be a really good game, fast-paced game. Looking forward to that one.
So the Warriors pick up a half game on L.A. They're 36-32. The L.A. squad, known as the Lakers, they're 37-32. Warriors are still 3.5 back of Phoenix for the 8th spot and 3 back in the loss column. So a lot has to happen there. For, you know, they probably have a higher chance of catching Dallas if they would sweep the 2 games against the Mavs. And, you know, let's go back to what we talked about at the beginning of the broadcast. They also pick up a half game on the Rockets. They're 3 games up in the loss column on the Rockets, who are 15 games back. The Warriors are 12 games back. So this is a big win. You had to have this one. So,
am I correct in saying that I know they don't have the tiebreaker against Phoenix? That one's gone. And they don't have the tiebreaker against the Kings either, do they? Even though that was 2-2, don't the Kings have a much better division record, basically?
Yes.
As of right now, the Kings would have the so, I mean, the tiebreakers aren't breaking their way. And you're right. I think the fact that they have 2 against the Mavericks is big. Because if you're behind teams, you want to have games against them, because then you have it in your control to give them a loss and get a win. It's almost like, again, it's almost like picking up 2 games. You don't got to count on anybody else. So those games are critical. They're not positioned particularly well. And one of the reasons is because they had to postpone the first game in Dallas. We know why, and it is what it is. But that's a 5-game road trip. Then you come back and play Dallas, and then you're bang back on the road. You play Houston and then Dallas on the back end of a back-to-back. So it is what it is. I mean, it's not ideal, but you got to deal with it. And those are big games. The Houston game may end up being a really big game as well. So like Clay said, we've said it, for about, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks now. These games are all important.
Yep.
Dallas may be a little more important because they're the team that's right there. The Laker games, they're going to be a little more important when you play the Lakers. But they're all important. You can't throw away games. Like, I don't want to say they threw away the Knicks game. I just didn't think they were as focused as they needed to be. I want to give the Knicks full credit for winning that game. They played their butts off.
They played hard.
They played hard. They played smart. And
exactly. They
deserved to win. Tonight, the Warriors came focused, and it took them a while, only because the Grizzlies were hitting threes, and they just couldn't stop hitting threes in the first half. I want to say they were 17-30 in the first half, and they only ended up hitting one. Is that right? One? Yeah, 1 3-pointer in the second half? And that was, if that's true, that's early in the third quarter. I remember Jackson hit a 3-pointer early in the third quarter. So I thought maybe they had 15 at half and they hit 3 in the second. They didn't hit, well, let's put it this way. They didn't hit a lot in the second half.
What happened to your halftime box? They had 12 threes at halftime.
Is that what it was? Yeah, I threw it out.
Yeah, you can always throw it out after we get off the air.
Yeah, well, I didn't think I'd be going to the stats. It was going to be more of a Jazz, free-flowing kind of post-game, and
yes.
I boxed myself into a corner. I know better than that.
Welcome to the Coltrane post-game show.
That's not a veteran move right there. Okay, well, they made 50% less than they made in the first half, 12 and 6. So there you go.
At least circled back correctly.
At least my math works. But that's how they kept themselves in the game, by making threes, and they just couldn't keep up that pace in the second half. And Jonathan Kuminga took over. His athleticism was on full display tonight, running the court, getting downhill, getting steals. I mean, that blow by on the right side, it did. It looked like he hit a turbo button. And I think it was right by Aldama and just blew right by him. And you don't see that often when the guy has the ball and he blows by the guy without the ball. But that's exactly what happened. And then Clay had a really nice game shooting the ball. Wiggins had a nice bounce back game. So, hey, it doesn't really matter style points anymore. You just got to find a way to get wins. And you compete, you focus, and let the chips fall where they may, and they're going to have to do it again on Friday before they head out on the road.
Well, the Warriors have some rooting interest tomorrow night. They have to root for the Atlanta Hawks, who are playing in Phoenix against the Suns.
Yep.
They have to root for the Utah Jazz, who will be in Dallas to take on the Mavericks. And they have to root for the Chicago Bulls, who will be in Houston to take on the Rockets.
The Bulls. That might be a tough one for Utah, back-to-back.
Yeah.
After getting beat by the Thunder tonight. I'll tell you what, though. The Phoenix-Atlanta game should be interesting because, again, I've said this a lot, and at the risk of being repetitive, the back end of a home back-to-back is tough. I don't know why. It's that you would think, well, you're at home. You're just going to play two games at home. But for whatever reason, it's tougher than you think it might be. And Phoenix played tonight, beat Philly. So they got to go on a back-to-back and play Atlanta, who got crushed by the Lakers, but they crushed the Clippers a few nights ago. So
yes, they did.
Occasionally, you know, they can still they still have enough talent on that team that if they're making shots, they can give you some problems. So we will see. I feel like we're watching baseball. It's like scoreboard watching season.
We are.
Yeah,
it's great. I love it.
It is a lot of fun. You got a lot of games to look forward to and keep track of.
All right, we'll see you here on Friday.
Friday. For the Pacers.
T.J. McConnell still the inbounds best.
Think he'll get one?
He probably will. You know, it's just the best one. Mark, last thing I'll say, best one was Mark Boyle years ago. I was listening, and he steals an inbounds pass, and then Mark Boyle goes, "Do these guys watch other NBA games? Do they ever?" He goes, how many times do you have to get hit over the head with this?
Tom, like your minute bowl comment.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you
guys
cable?
Oh, yeah. Cable? Don't you have cable? And when a minute would block a shot. Don't you have cable?
That's the
McConnell,
best.
Where did he go to school?
That team.
Duquesne?
A Big 12 team.
He went to Duquesne. Why?
He went to a Big 12 team.
He did go to Duquesne. And then left and went to Arizona.
Yeah,
it is a Big 12 team. It'll take me a second now. People go, Big 12 team. I go, what are you talking? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We are a Big 12 team now.
That's going to be so weird for you next year.
Oh, it's going to be
so weird.
So bizarre. At least we won the last Pac-12 regular season championship. Am I going to go to any games?
Like a football game?
I'd like to. Well, we've been doing that each year now.
That's why I asked, yeah.
In September, we're trying to get out to sporting events. So I wouldn't mind. Tim's like, really? You had to start that now? We're trying to get out of here. Don't get Tom talking about Arizona.
Exactly.
Let's do that on Friday.
Yeah, I think you guys
now
should,
you need me, huh?
I think you guys should fly to Manhattan, Kansas, and go watch that game. Enjoy the sights.
There's not a lot of incredible cities to visit while you're there.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe Lubbock?
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe not. Oh, my gosh.
Go to a home game.
I could do that.
Yeah.
That I could do.
All right.
Friday, Tim.
Friday.